American influence around the world isn't limited to politics and the economy. It extends to how citizens of other countries speak their own languages. One place where this is noticeable is Germany. People there eagerly adopt American words and then Germanize them. For NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson, who grew up speaking German, it is an amusing but sometimes annoying phenomenon. As she tells us from Berlin, it's a trend some German purists warn is endangering their language.
Hardly a sentence is spoken in the German capital that doesn't have an American word in it. One word that especially grates, and I confess to a certain bias, having learned German as a toddler when it wasn't so Americanized, is sorry, or as Americans pronounce it, sorry. Sorry your package is late. Sorry your hot water is off. Sorry we can't help you. Anatol Stefanovich, an English linguistics professor at the Free University of Berlin, says it makes sense that many German businesses have adopted that word.
I mean, sorry is quite a useful way of apologizing because it doesn't commit you to very much. I mean, it's very easy to say sorry. The closest equivalent would be Entschuldigung, which is more like I apologize. You know, that's really like admitting that you've done something wrong. Whereas saying sorry, you know, you could also just be expressing empathy. I'm so sorry for you. It's nothing to do with me.
Sorry is one of more than 10,000 American words Germans have borrowed since 1990. Language experts here say English is the main foreign language that has influenced German over the past six decades. This cultural infusion is pervasive, with English used by journalists, by scientists, and even at the highest levels of government.
Germany doesn't really have a very purist attitude to language, unlike France, where you have an academy whose task it is to find French alternatives for borrowings, or if there's a new technology that needs to be named, then the academy will find a name.
Even purely domestic enterprises like the German rail system are getting into the English game. Christian Renault, waiting at Berlin's main station for a train home to Frankfurt, says it's useful to know English words if you want to find a waiting area. I'm not sure if calling it a lounge is better than using the German word Warteraum, Renault says. I guess it's more modern or hip. Also confusing to some German passengers is the word for the main ticket center spelled with a C instead of the German word Zentrum. To some language experts like Holger Klatte, the widespread Americanization of German is problematic. He is the spokesman for the German Language Society, which has 36,000 members worldwide.
Languages do tend to affect one another, but the influence of English in Germany is so strong that the Germans are having a hard time advancing their own vocabulary.
Klatte says that can be a problem for Germans who may not know any English.
The Second World War and Nazi times have led Germans to downplay the importance of their language, unlike the French, Finns, and Poles. They promote their languages a lot more than we do.
Professor Stefanovich believes this linguistic angst, a word Germans gave English, is overblown. He says a quarter of all German words are borrowed from other languages. That's more than what's found in Mandarin Chinese, but far less than the 40% to 80% seen in English, he says. Plus, Germans integrate the words they borrow. For example, the suffix gate, as in Watergate, which was voted last year's Anglicism of the Year in Germany. Stefanovich says it's been used, among other things, to describe the NSA spying scandal on the German chancellor as Merkelgate.
Borrowing doesn't mean that the language loses its vitality. It's an addition of creativity. No language has ever disappeared because it borrowed words.
But he says there are pitfalls to overdoing Americanized German, like in creating the word Handy, which is what Germans call their cell phone. Stefanovich says people here assume it's an English word, and it may have come from the word handheld to distinguish it from car phones when cellular technology was relatively new. He says the danger to such made-up words is that Germans could end up using them when trying to speak actual English. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.